Passing judgment on the people of Yorkshire is always going to entail a degree of risk, particularly for anyone in public office. So the Prime Minister may come to regret making a joke at the county's expense on a visit to Leeds. Preparing for a speech, an open microphone caught Mr Cameron saying that people in Yorkshire don't just hate everyone else, they also hate each other. Our political correspondent Chris Mason takes an entirely unbiased look at the story.
Let me start by declaring an interest. As a son of the Dales, I've been known, just occasionally, to talk warmly about God's own county. It's a characteristic you may just have noticed that those of us from Yorkshire do indulge in now and again. Into that history of pride strode the Prime Minister this morning. Before delivering a speech in Leeds, David Cameron was rehearsing in private, or so he thought, a series of answers to questions he was anticipating. One related to the devolution of powers to Yorkshire. Last week, six different bids for extra powers were received from councils in the county, prompting this observation from David Cameron.
We just thought people in Yorkshire hated everyone else. We didn't realise they hate each other so much.
The Prime Minister's next appointment was at the home of cricket. Yes, Headingley, where England have been playing Australia. Mr Cameron appeared on Test Match Special.
I've been absolved by two of the greatest living Yorkshiremen. I repeated what I said to Dickie Bird and Geoffrey Boycott. They said, well, it's a joke, that's absolutely fine. And they laughed. So I think absolution from those two Yorkshiremen, I hope that will be enough to see me through.
It's not the first time David Cameron has learnt that you're never alone with a microphone, and he's far from the first Prime Minister to be caught out in similar circumstances. Last year, Mr Cameron was recorded saying the Queen had purred down the phone to him when he told Her Majesty Scotland had voted no to independence. In 2010, Gordon Brown described a voter, Gillian Duffy, as a bigot. And in the 1990s, the then Prime Minister John Major described some cabinet colleagues so colourfully, it's a word I won't even repeat.